The International Atomic Energy Agency today confirmed North Korea has closed all five of its major nuclear facilities. The announcement came as the latest round of six-party nuclear negotiations began in Beijing. Senior Fellow for Nonproliferation at the London-based International Institute for Strategic Studies, Mark Fitzpatrick, spoke with Chris Altieri about the future of the process.
This is a good development, of course, and this is exactly what North Korea had agreed to in February. The fact that it took 5 months instead of two is the downside, but it does show that North Korea will respect commitments as long as it's a clear understanding of what it is that they're asked to do, in this case, to shut down the five reactors.
Now, the shutdown is being hailed as a major milestone, but where do we go from here?
Turning off the facilities is not the hard part. The next step of actually disabling them will be a much more difficult step. In the February agreement, there was no timetable or deadline set for when the dismantling would take place. But now the U.S. Negotiator Chris Hill and the South Koreans are talking about doing it within this calendar year. It's helpful to have such a deadline. A deadline can be action-forcing. There's no reason why the facilities couldn't be disabled by the end of the year. But I think North Korea is not going to disable them irreversibly unless it receives additional benefits.
In the meantime, what happens to North Korea's weapons program?
Shutting down the five facilities actually has absolutely nothing to do with the weapons R&D. North Korea is not going to give up its nuclear weapons or the fissile material without some further quid pro quo, and one could expect that they will demand a very high price indeed.